Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 20 through 24. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, don't sweat the small stuff. That's what my old high school buddy Gerald Dentremont used to tell me. And I always very much appreciated his philosophy. Although I suspect there are probably some former Hom 1 students who are agape when I say that. And you see, that's different. That's homiletics. In homiletics, every detail is huge. But in the rest of life, I think what Gerald had to say had a lot of merit. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry too much about the things that really aren't that important. But of course, as with homiletics, the important thing is to understand which things are really small. That was sometimes Gerald's problem. I will not go into detail. In our text this morning, St. Paul tells the Corinthians and us not to sweat the small stuff. The crucial matter is identifying rightly which of those things are really small. Now, it actually may seem that Paul has a rather troublesome idea about which things can be dismissed as the small stuff. Our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 20. Paul says, "Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called." Fine. "Were you a slave when you were called? Do not be concerned about it. Don't sweat the small stuff. If you were a slave when you became a believer in Christ Jesus, fine. Stay a slave. Of course, if you can gain your freedom, that's fine. Paul says, avail yourself of the opportunity. But no big deal. Forgive me, but I'll bet that to a first century slave, slavery was probably a very, very big deal. In the verses immediately before our text, Paul gives another example of something he says is small stuff. Verse 18, he says, "Was anyone at the time of his call circumcised? Let him not seek to remove the marks of circumcision. Was anyone at the time of his call uncircumcised? Let him not seek circumcision. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but keeping the commandments of God." Well, circumcision must have counted for something to somebody, because grown men were having surgery with first century instruments to reverse the effects. And one more example that Paul gives. Chapter 7 is actually mostly about marriage. And get this, verse 26. "I think that in view of the present distress, it is good for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be free. Are you free from a wife? Do not seek a wife. So then, he who marries does well, and he who refrains from marriage will do even better." Either way, marriage, celibacy, no big deal. Is that sweating the small stuff? Marriage or not? When I was a SEM student, my whole first 2 years were one big cold sweat, wondering whether God was ever going to give me the wife of my dreams. Then I met Claire. Undoubtedly, we could add countless items to a list of things that to us do not seem small at all. Tests, papers, deadlines, shuttle driving here, getting the kids over there, schedules. those of you who are considering moving to Fort Wayne to study the seminary can no doubt list thousands of things that are very big deals. Like clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife, children. For some of you, probably even fields and cattle. How are we going to make it? Hey, I am a husband, a father, a salesman. Maybe I should just remain as I was when I was called. I'm a layman, always been, have wonderful opportunities to serve God's kingdom in my present vocation. Maybe I should just remain in the calling which I was called when I first became a believer. That's not what Paul means. What he does mean is that all of these things, as very, very large as they seem, are temporary, of this world, not to be compared with the things of the kingdom. Slavery to Christ, that's sweat and blood and toil and tears enough. Verse 22, Paul says, he who is free when called is a slave to Christ. Here's why we don't sweat the small stuff about slavery or freedom to men. Either way, we are slaves of Christ. If remaining unmarried, then so that we can devote undivided attention to the work of God's kingdom. If circumcised, to be a witness of Christ to the circumcision. If slaves, then in cheerful, willing service to God in that calling, in that vocation. We all remember Luther's famous paradox, right? A Christian is a perfectly free Lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant to all, subject to all. This is no small matter. The first century slave answered to one master. Our master commands us to love everyone. The first century slave was required to pay lip service and hand service. Our master demands pure hearts. The first century slave had some down days. Service to our master is a total commitment. Is it committing your life to his service in the office of the Holy Ministry? Is it trusting him to provide for all of those worldly needs? Is it accepting whatever estate he gives you? This is no small stuff. There is sweat enough without sweating the small stuff. But it is always Jesus' bloody sweat. Verse 23, you were bought with a price. And it's no small price. This is not a small thing. Jesus died on the cross, so I'm forgiven, I get to go to heaven someday. Yada, yada, yada. No! No! This is huge. God so agonized in torment that he sweated drops of blood because our sins were so huge that suffering for them meant eternal hell. God bled and died on the cross, crying out that he was forsaken by God. That's huge. God shed and sweated the cup of salvation that we drink. That makes you, married or not, circumcised or not, slave or not, Christ's freedman. That is huge. You are free from sin and death and hell, but you are also free from all earthly worries. You are. God will take care of them. He will. Because you have been reconciled to God. You are back together with God. You are again God's beloved child. Because of the bloody sweat of Christ. You're even free to be his committed slaves. The big stuff. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.